Hello, my friends. It is me again. Welcome back to Love Notes. I was just on a morning walk with my two bulldogs, Gracie and Boss, and I was listening to another podcast, and it was all about positive affirmations, and today's topic was discipline. And I had to laugh because I feel in my soul that I lack discipline. And to an outside person who knows me well and looks at my life, you may think I have some because I've accomplished a few goals in my life. But I realize that most of the goals I've accomplished in my life, I've done and accomplished in honor of someone else or for someone else. Being good at javelin for my coach, being good at music for my band. The only things that I really strived for on my own were a few music awards, and those were for myself. I needed to prove those to myself. But the majority of the things that I've accomplished and done well in my life were in honor of other people, and I realize I need that outside motivation. So I'm definitely externally motivated, and I feel like I need to work on my internal motivation and discipline. Therefore, I decided to hop on and record a podcast today, and I would love to keep that as my discipline and use this at my disposal to share tools with you that might help you along the same journey. I know that your pain is your purpose and doesn't have to be extreme literal pain. It can be that little thing nagging at your heart and your soul that you need to work on, that you know you need to work on. So you can tell my resting energy usually is pretty low. Like, you can just tell in the tone of my voice that it's like, it's not a super high pep when I'm on my own. And that is just what's true for me. When I'm around other people, my energy level just completely goes up to a 10. And it's hard to explain. I love being around people and I love the energy that is transferred back and forth, but it is exhausting to me because my resting energy is probably at about a 2 or a 3, which is fine because that's like, I think when you're at a 0, well, of course at a 0, you're dead, but at 1, you're kind of zen and you're so chill and relaxed and at peace. And that's the place that I really strive to maintain. I don't know if that's normal or natural. Maybe everybody should be functioning at a 5 where you're kind of mid-level energy. But anyway, first thing in the morning, I am definitely functioning at a 2. And usually exercise will get me to a 5, 6, or 7 when I'm around people, 9, 8, 9, or 10. Well, depending on the person that I'm with. I try to surround myself with positive people because I definitely I'm an emotional chameleon. I don't know about you, but as soon as I'm with someone, I just kind of attach to them and become what they need me to be. And anyway, that takes us back to my self-discipline, where I show up for myself and I don't let myself down and I give myself a goal and I keep working on it. So that's what this is going to be. I want to make a series of short notes because this is a Love Notes podcast. I think my first 7 or 9 podcasts were kind of long form. And this, I think the point of this was to just give little notes. And I'm not, you know, writing novels, and that's okay. I'm more of a short note, short, sweet, you know, efficient, get you to the point A to point B quick as possible. But I think the discipline of showing up for myself every day is going to take me to my longer range goals. So there you have it. I think what I'll do today is just read a quick quote from my friend Barb about this tree metaphor we were talking about. It seems to keep coming up and up lately, especially because it's autumn and we're noticing how gorgeous the trees are here in Northwest PA. And we're talking about trees and how your soul, your life is like a tree. So here's the quote from my friend Barb Carbon, who I met this summer at Grassroots. She's a phenomenal musician who lives in Atlanta. She used to live with Brandi Carlile. She just released a brand new album called The Fighter. Go check it out. But anyway, here's her quote. "What I have learned is that the human soul is like a tree. The bigger the branches that reach up, the further the roots reach down. If you have a bright light, you also have a dark shadow. Learning to navigate that is enlightenment." So there is your love note for the day. Let me know. Let me know with some feedback if you want me to add music to these notes. It sounds logical to me that I should. You know what? I think I'll just sit down and do a quick piano melody for you while we're here. I want to keep these notes kind of quick to maybe less than 10 minutes or so. So I'm just going to do an instrumental, and we'll see how that goes. Maybe that'll help you just kind of chill, and I hope this helps. Here's a little couple of notes for you. My friends, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you leave me a review if you can. Just go to the review spot in iTunes. I guess that helps with an algorithm and helps people find my podcast, and it would help me out a bunch if you left me a review. That's even better. Let me know what you need for content. You can email me at laurieburkemusic@gmail.com, or just send me a little DM on Instagram or Facebook if you're a friend of mine. If not, send me an email and we'll get this worked out. Hope you guys have a great day. Love you all. Enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.